the question you could ask your significant other to improve your relationship.
Mm. I don't think I got it right.
But... No?
Well, I started with, would you choose me again? Like, if you could choose
again. That's a lot of
pressure.
Yeah.
Well, I thought.
What if it's a no? Yeah. How would that improve your relationship? Listen to the whole thing. The question you could ask that will improve your relationship. Not put it in doubt.
Okay.
Ryan, how about you? Like, what would you want to be asked?
What can I do for you?
Oh. How can I help out? What can I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That always makes me feel good.
Yep. It's not the one that we're looking for.
But
I think that's a good one. So maybe we'll add that to the list of questions you should be asking.
Excellent.
To make your relationship better. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. What question do you think asking would improve a relationship?
If they were asking me, it would be, can I get you more wine and chocolate? Because then I would be happy.
Okay, maybe there are three questions that you should be asking to improve your relationship. That is a good one. All right, thanks, Rach.
Thanks, bye.
What else did you write down, Eva?
Can I rub your neck, back, and feet?
Okay, I'm going to give you one hint. It's not a yes or no question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, say that
I'm crossing them all out.
Well, I have one more, okay. But it's kind of like, Ryan, what can I do to make your day better?
Oh, that's close.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Close. The one question they say will improve your relationship. How is your day? Mixed with, how are you feeling?
Is that mixed with actually listening to the answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes you need to just listen. If you say, how's your day? The point is for the person to tell you how their day is. And if they're struggling with something, or if they're pissed about something, they need to vent about something, you know, then you need to listen. Your partner may not want solutions. He or she just needs you to sit back and listen. Mm-hmm. It says reserve a time to talk. Sometimes life can get busy. It's helpful to carve out a specific time to talk. Focus on feelings and check in regularly. The
good
biggest
message.
Question is, how's your day? How are you feeling?
How's your day?
Isn't that good?
Yeah, I do think so.
And if that doesn't work, Rachel's chocolate and wine is number two.
Yeah, I agree, Blake.
Number two, right? All right, good stuff. It's Blake and Eva's show. It's 7:12.
How's your day?
Yeah.
How's your morning?
Right? I wouldn't say it like that. It's kind of weird and sing-songy. And it doesn't really sound genuine. Sounds a little bit like a line from a horror movie when you say it like that. How's your day?
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
How's your morning? Will you make it to another one? Yeah, I think it just has to be, hey, how's your day?
Hey.
How's your morning? How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
That's not sexual.